This is DC Sports Spotlight, a local weekly program highlighting athletic achievements from around the Umpqua Basin. Celebrating the touchdowns, goals, personal bests, and all the accomplishments of student athletes in Douglas County. It's DC Sports Spotlight, Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. on The Score. Now, with this week's guests, here's the host of DC Sports Spotlight, Joey Kieran.
Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2025. It is our first program of the new year. Welcome into DC Sports Spotlight. I am Joey Kieran. Great to be with you here in the new calendar year and kind of the back half. It's more than half of the school year, but as we work our way into the second portion of the 2024-2025 school year, we start getting a chance to really focus in on winter sports activities going on. There's been a lot happening over the last few weeks while we've been off for the holiday period, and while school has been out, we've been taking a little bit of a break. Now we get a chance to turn to 2025 and really start getting back into the groove of things as we make our New Year's resolutions. I hope all your festivities throughout this holiday season were great, and we are excited to be back with you for a new edition of DC Sports Spotlight. If you're new to the program, happen to be catching it for just the first time, want to let you know what we're all about here. It is an opportunity, usually once a week on a Wednesday night, getting a chance to talk with local student athletes and highlighting what's going on right here in the Umpqua Basin. Coming up tonight, we'll be talking with four guests on the program tonight, because we've got a couple of guests from the Glide cheerleading squad that's going to be coming up later on in the hour. So four student athletes that we'll be talking to coming up throughout tonight's program. But we want to just check in and see what's going on here in our own backyard, because there's always a great opportunity to find out what's happening right here. We like to focus on all the big things going on the big stages that you watch on TV, read about in the paper, whatever it may be. But there's also great stuff going on right here on our own backyard. And so we wanted to check in with all of that. And coming up here on tonight's program, we're going to do just that with a number of great interviews we've got coming up. We're going to start things off here in just a few minutes with Roseburg Swimming. Mallory Colvin is on the Roseburg Swim Team, and she's going to be joining us to talk more about how the Roseburg Swim Team has been doing. They look like they're out to a great start to their season. They're winning against conference opponents. They just hosted an invitational at the YMCA pool for the first time ever. The chance that they've gotten a chance to host an invitational where you got a lot of different schools coming in, and they performed well, including Mallory, who was a part of a couple of relay teams that won, as well as winning an individual event in there as well. So we'll be talking with Mallory here in just a few moments to kick off tonight's program. Also coming up on the show tonight, we're talking with Colton Jacobs. He is a senior at Sutherland High School, part of the boys basketball team. The Sutherland boys are out to a great start to their season, 8-5 on the year. They've been making big improvements from last year, and Colton's been one of the reasons why the Bulldogs are doing well. So we'll get a chance to talk to him and find out what's been going good there for the Sutherland Bulldogs out on the basketball court this year. And we wrap up our interview portions of the show tonight talking some Glide cheerleading. They have taken first place in a couple of competitions already this season, recently winning at the Rogue Rumble down in Medford last weekend. We're going to be talking with Bailey Foster and Gracelyn Schartz from the Glide cheerleading team to find out more about what's been making them successful in their competitions, and find out a little bit more about what's going on with Glide cheerleading. So those are the interviews we've got coming up for you here tonight. We'll have some news and notes that we wrap things up with at the end of the program. Stick around. We're on for the next hour here as we talk local sports here on The Score. It's DC Sports Spotlight. We are happy to have you with us here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we kick off our interviews with Mallory Colvin from Roseburg High School, part of the swim team there for the Indians. She's up first when we come back here on DC Sports Spotlight.
Welcome back to DC Sports Spotlight. Here's Joey Kieran.
As we get things underway here tonight on DC Sports Spotlight, we get a chance to talk a little bit about Roseburg swimming. Off to a nice start to the year for the Roseburg Indians in the pool. And joining us now is a junior from the Roseburg swim team, Mallory Colvin, joining us here. Mallory, really appreciate the time. You know, the season is underway. We're into kind of the back half of the season schedule. How do you feel like things have started out for Roseburg swimming this year?
Honestly, I feel like they've been doing awesome. All of our team has seen so much improvement, even super early in the season and at our first couple meets.
Well, Mallory's coming off of a win in the 500 freestyle in the Roseburg Invitational that was held here this last week. Also part of the 200 relay teams that also took first in that Invitational. You know, I was reading some of the recap and some of the comments from your team and your coaches about how cool it was to be able to host an Invitational for the first time there at the YMCA pool, that you guys don't get to do that too often because the facility's not the largest spot to be able to host something like that. But how cool was it to be the host team in an Invitational like that this last week?
It was really awesome, and especially experiencing these teams that maybe aren't in our district and just meeting new people and new coaches and getting some new competition, and also just feeling honored that they wanted to come all the way down to Roseburg.
Yeah. As mentioned, you had a couple of victories, one as an individual and also as part of the relay team. How'd you feel about the way you performed in that Invitational?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm really excited for the meets that we have coming up when we get to put on our tech suits and really get into the higher competitions. But yeah, I was super happy with my swims, and all of those girls on the relays did so awesome, and I'm really excited to see how we place in our district this year.
Yeah. You know, on that front, it seems like there's a lot of optimism about what this team can do this year, although it's a bit of a younger team, it seems like. You're only a junior. It sounds like you might have some underclassmen there as well that are helping out, kind of getting into the pool maybe for the first time or really getting into competitive swimming for the first time. Tell me just a little bit more about this year's team. You know, what do you feel about the makeup, and what kind of growth have you seen with this year, with the roster that you guys have put together this year?
I mean, all of our swimmers, I mean, even our new ones who are just getting into the pool for the first time, I feel like they have made such progress from, you know, maybe just getting into the water for the first time in their life to, like, making these 50s and being a huge part of our team, and even some of them, like, being on the relays and some of the varsity events. And then just getting excited also for next year that we have all these underclassmen that are, you know, really bringing up the team. It just makes me excited for when I graduate to see how Roseburg swimming is after I'm gone.
Yeah. You know, it's a program that definitely has had some swimmers that have come through that have been really good and have helped kind of keep this program, you know, a strong one in the state, and be able to perform at that state level when that time comes around. You know, the getting into the pool and having a lot of folks that are doing it for the first time, that's kind of interesting to me. It was, as one of the older members of the team, as a junior, you've been at the school for a couple of years. Were you guys out there trying to convince people to come out and swim? What led to maybe people deciding this was the year and this was the winter that they wanted to try something new and get into the pool?
I mean, I know I always encourage my friends to do it. It's such a great environment. And I also know that there's always some of our senior boys who go on a recruiting spree around school and always try to get as many kids as possible to at least come try out and see if they like it or not.
Yeah. Well, it's cool to see that the program is growing and getting new blood in there and trying to keep people interested in getting in and getting a part of it. How long have you been doing competitive swimming?
Well, this is my third year doing high school, but I've been competitive swimming since I was 5 years old. So this will be my 11th year.
Wow. That's impressive. What got you started in that? Is it something your parents did and they encouraged you to do that? Was it something you just kind of picked up on your own?
Well, we joined the team when we lived in California, me and my brother. And then, once we moved to Roseburg and saw that they still had a program, we kind of just kept going.
Nice. Well, that's awesome to hear that it's been something that you've been doing for a long time and a passion about. You guys, you know, I was kind of looking at some of the past results, and it looks like you guys have been performing well against your conference opponents in the Southwest Conference. How do you feel about kind of the way the team and yourself stack up against the conference competition? And obviously, that's going to be something that goes a long way towards you guys getting swimmers to qualify for the possible state meet coming up at the end of the season.
I'm super excited. I think that we have a really good chance of making it to state this year, especially in some of our relays. And, I mean, doing so well in even these dual meet competitions in Roseburg just shows that, you know, all of our hard work is really paying off and hopefully getting some optimism for districts and seeing who we're up against. But, yeah, I think we're doing really good this year.
Yeah. What do you feel like are some of the strongest events that the team is competing in?
For the girls, I think we're really looking forward to the 200 freestyle relay. Seen a lot of good growth in there from years past, and I know some of the boys are really excited for their individual events, but I think we're still trying to play around with what we do want to compete in at districts.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. How about you personally? What do you feel like are your strongest suits in the swimming pool? What kind of events and styles suit you the best?
Well, I mean, since I've been swimming such a long time, I really feel like I've come to be very well-rounded. This will be my first year doing a lot of the distance events. So yeah, that's new for me this year, but I'm really excited about it and really excited to see how I do. I know there's some really fast girls in our conference, but I think that's a lot of motivation for me to train harder in the pool.
Yeah. How much training do you do? I mean, I know the high school season runs here during the winter, but I'm sure there's opportunities to be in the pool competing throughout the year. What's kind of your training schedule? Do you do other sports or do you focus in on swimming? And are you getting out there doing a lot of things outside of the high school season?
So I actually do all year round swim. So the only month we really take off is August, and we do 2 hour sessions every day. And on Wednesdays we go and do dry land together as a team. And then just sometimes where I can finding like swim camps to go to over the summer and just really focusing on this. So by the time I get to my senior year, I'm giving it my all.
Yeah. Has competing and doing that kind of outside of the high school team, has that been able to take you to some fun places to go compete? Have you gone on any cool trips that you've gone because of swimming?
Well, every year we go to Boise as a team, which is always super fun and exciting. We like going to dinner together and hanging out and just experiencing a ton of new pools. And then recently, the past couple years, we've traveled to Arizona for the Cactus Classic meet, which is always really exciting. They have people trying to get to Olympic trials there, and finals are really always exciting to watch.
Wow. You know, I've only been to a handful of swim meets in my time, you know, and I they've all been here at Roseburg. So my experience is limited, but it really feels like a swim meet is a pretty fun environment. One, you're in kind of enclosed in a usually kind of more of a tighter arena. Everybody, especially at the high school level, you've got the whole team there kind of rooting everybody on and watching there from the side of the pool. I mean, are those just swim meets? Are those just really just a blast and a fun to go to, even, you know, if you're not necessarily competing in every event?
Oh, they are. I mean, even like going to watch finals, even if like it's not me swimming, I always have such a fun time. I mean, the 50 free is always so exciting to watch when they're like less than 0.1 of a second away from first place or all that stuff. And at districts, they do fun walkout songs before your finals, which is always really exciting.
Nice.
So I just feel like it's a really positive environment to be in.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're talking with Mallory Colvin here from Roseburg High School, part of the swimming team for the Indians. You guys have, it looks like a meet coming up, a tournament coming up here this weekend, Saturday at in Albany, Corvallis hosting that one. What are you looking forward to with this upcoming meet? Any goals or any kind of milestones, benchmarks you guys are trying to accomplish going into this week? What kind of some of the mindset going into this matchup this weekend?
I mean, I'm just really excited. I hope to get either really close to my PRs or getting some new best times. And I know us our girls' relay is really excited to see how we place because, I mean, this is one of the meets where we get to go against the big Portland teams and just see how we're going to kind of place this season. So that's really exciting. And I think all of us are really excited for this prelims finals meet. This will be our first time this season having something like that.
Cool. Well, it's an opportunity to really see where you're at and areas that you can try to continue to work on as the season progresses. Mallory Colvin from Roseburg High School joining us here to talk about the Roseburg swim team. I know you're only a junior, so you still got a little while to go, but it seems like swimming is something that you're very passionate about and you spend a lot of time doing. Is it something that you hope to be able to continue once you graduate from Roseburg High School? Are you kind of exploring the ideas of maybe being able to be a college swimmer somewhere?
I really hope so. I've gotten some emails from some different places. Hopefully D3 would be the goal, but I mean, even just continuing on my own, it's a great exercise and it's led me to meet some really great people. So just being involved in something is really nice.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's really cool and a pleasure to meet you over the phone here, Mallory, and really hope the best of luck for the rest of the season for yourself and for the Roseburg swim team. We'll be keeping an eye on seeing how things progress as you guys get closer to that district meet here coming up. Where are districts this year?
I believe they're at the Rogue X Pool, which will be our first time competing there.
Okay, so down in Medford?
Yeah, it's a brand new facility, but it's super nice. I'm excited for it.
Nice. That'll be cool. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that coming up here as the winter season winds down here in a little while. Mallory, I really appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the season, and thanks so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Mallory Colvin there from Roseburg High School joining us here on DC Sports Spotlight tonight. Appreciate that. Great stuff. Really interesting to find out more about swimming. The sports that obviously I'm familiar with, kind of grasp all of the concept, don't know maybe all of the finer points of these things, but you know, it's really fun to get a chance to hear from the athletes, to learn more about their sport, what makes them tick, and how they work to get better at their individual sports. And so always great to have these athletes on to get an opportunity to be able to go more in depth on those athletic endeavors that they are into. Because, man, let me tell you, there's a lot that goes on out there, and it's not easy to know everything, and so it's fun to learn while we get a chance to talk with these athletes. We're going to be doing more of that coming up with cheerleading later on in the hour as we get a chance to talk to a couple of Glide cheerleaders. But coming up next, it's basketball. We're heading to the hardwood as we get a chance to talk about the Sutherland boys basketball team. They have gotten out to a great start to their season, and so we'll get a chance to talk more about that with Colton Jacobs from the Sutherland basketball team when we return here on DC Sports Spotlight on The Score.
Acknowledging the achievements of local sports stars, this is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM.
Well, as we continue on with tonight's episode of DC Sports Spotlight, we get a chance to head to the Dog Pound, get a chance to talk a little Sutherland boys basketball. They are off to a nice start to their season, 8-5 on the year, and getting ready for Far West League play to get underway. Joining us is a senior on that program, Colton Jacobs, joining us here. He has been one of the top guys. He was highlighted. I asked Dan Bain, who does the games for Sutherland on I-101 FM, I asked him who's been standing out with Sutherland boys basketball, and he mentioned Colton Jacobs. Colton, really appreciate you joining us here. You know, how are you feeling about the way things have started this season for the Sutherland boys?
I'm feeling pretty great. We're playing great as a team, and every day we've just been getting better and better, and it's going to be a special group this year.
Yeah. You are a senior on this year's club. That means I'm assuming that means you've kind of been there and been a part of this program for a couple of years now. And I know last year 5-19 was not the season you guys would have liked to have had, but obviously out to a better start this year. Where do you feel like this team has gotten better from where they were last year?
Everyone, we just put the work in the off season, and we just finally clicked together, and we just started playing team ball. And everyone just worked during the offseason and just made us a better basketball team all around.
Nice. What kind of work did you put in during the offseason?
Putting up shots, working my ball handling, just doing anything that I can do to get better.
Yeah. You do any camps or you play on any summer teams or anything like that?
Yeah, I played for this team called Team Jones during the spring.
Okay.
Up in Salem.
Oh, cool. Nice. How's that kind of work for you? You know, obviously a lot of travel, quite the commitment to be a part of that, but you feel like that really helped improve how you've been able to compete on the floor?
It does a lot because you get more exposure around more players,
mm-hmm.
and you just play a lot. You play really good players up there.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely been working well. You know, looks like you're averaging in double figures in scoring this season. Had 23 for a season high against Elmira a little bit earlier. The team is, you guys won the Rogue River Classic tournament. You were in the title game of your home tournament, the Spelgati Invitational, to start out the year. You know, you feel like this team is building confidence with all these wins early on?
Oh, yeah. We definitely are building a lot of confidence so far. You can tell from practice at the beginning of the season, no one really had confidence. And then now, it's just everyone has the confidence in the world that we need.
That's great to hear. You know, I was looking at kind of some of the scoring statistics for the Bulldogs, and it looks like, you know, you guys are putting up your points and you're scoring there, but defense has been playing pretty well for you. Is that something you guys have been trying to focus on a little bit more here as you get into this season?
Yeah, we buy into defense. It's our main thing at practice. It's what will win us games if we play our defense like we know how to play.
What is coach trying to, you know, preach to you guys on that defensive side of the ball? Is there a certain style, a certain game plan that you guys are trying to execute?
Oh, he wants us up in people's faces and denying the ball at all times.
Yeah. Well, it definitely makes for a frantic pace and an exciting ball game. But then you guys able to score it as well. Looks like you're doing pretty good. You know, I was kind of looking at where your guys' numbers are based off of, you know, and then all the other teams that are in your league. And right now looks like you guys are kind of right there in the thick of things in what you might call the race for the Far West League title as things are about to get underway. How excited are you guys that, you know, the non-league portion of the season is done and now you guys have league games against opponents that you guys are pretty familiar with?
We're very excited because we think we can win league this year.
Yeah.
And we haven't won it since 2020.
Okay. So they got the number in that you've got that date in your head. You know, you guys know what's at stake and know what you want to try and accomplish. Has that been kind of a goal from the start of things? Was to try and be league champions?
It has been. Ever since the first day of practice, our coach asked what we wanted to do and we said win league.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you guys are on that right path. Who do you think what are kind of the big obstacles as you guys get ready for league? Who do you think are some of the other good teams that are going to be right there with you guys fighting for that league title?
I think Douglas and Sayuso are going to be right there with us.
Mm-hmm.
Pete and
that. What makes those teams tough to play against?
They're very Sayuso is very big and athletic. They run fast, and you shoot the ball. And then Douglas is also just very talented basketball team, and have a great, good coach.
Yeah. You guys are getting ready to host Sayuslaw for your first game in league. So obviously you're jumping right into the deep end of the pool here with this one. You feel like this is going to be a good measuring stick type of game to kind of really figure out where you guys are at as you get into league play?
Yeah, it will really help us figure out where we're as a team and as everyone is as individuals.
Yeah. How has practice been kind of this week? You guys haven't played since last Friday, have probably had a couple of practices under your belt. Are guys kind of taking it up a notch at all, or are you guys kind of ramping it up now?
Yesterday was probably our best practice we've had all season.
Awesome. That's good to hear, and nice to see that you guys are trying to get things going and rolling in the right direction. You've won two games back-to-back and got Sayuslaw coming up. You know, the makeup of this team, you are a senior on the roster. You guys have just a couple of seniors on this year's team, but a nice group of juniors and sophomores that are making some impact, even a freshman there listed on the varsity roster for the boys team. You know, this year's team, kind of tell me just the chemistry, the camaraderie, the team chemistry that you guys have.
It's pretty good. We're all friendly with each other, and we also played it on a spring ball team. Mm-hmm. The whole team played together on a spring ball team, and then we went straight to summer ball, and we played fall ball together too.
Yeah, nice. A lot of time out there together.
Yeah.
And then you probably got a pretty good connection with the guy that wears number one. You told me just a little while ago your twin, Corbin, is on the team. How fun is it for you guys to be out there together? And, I always got to ask twins, do you guys have that special connection on the floor that makes it just a little bit easier to play together?
It does, because I know where he's going to be at, and he knows where I'm going to be at, and I know what he's best at. And it's been really fun to play with him all these years.
Yeah. You know, every time I get a chance to maybe talk to siblings that get a chance to play together, always want to know, like, are you guys the ones that are pushing each other the most when it comes to, like, practice and in games? Like, are you guys fueling off of each other a lot?
Yes, we fuel off each other a lot. When we train together, it's intensity and it's hard work, and it's both of us just pushing each other to our hardest.
Yeah. That's one of those bonds and one of those relationships that definitely kind of helps bring out the best in each other, because you guys know mm-hmm. how to push each other's buttons and really try to get the best out of each other.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, it's really cool. Do you do any other sports? Is it just focusing on basketball? It sounds like you get in a lot of basketball throughout the year, but is that your only sport, or do you do some other sports there, Sutherland?
I played football this year.
Yeah? How did football season go for you?
It went really good.
What positions did you play?
I played wide receiver and a cornerback.
Okay. All right. It was a fun season for Sutherland out on the football field, and you guys are now carrying that over into the basketball season. Do you do anything in the spring, or is it just continuing on with more basketball?
Just more basketball.
Yeah, gotcha. Senior year for you. We're talking here with Colton Jacobs from Sutherland High School. Have you started making plans or thinking towards what the future is going to hold? Do you have any ideas on what you might want to do once you graduate?
I was going into firefighting.
Cool.
Try to play basketball somewhere.
Okay. You have plans on maybe where you're looking, or have you explored that at all?
I haven't really seen it. I've seen a few places, but I haven't really decided.
Yeah. All right. Well, we definitely wish the best for you on that one, and hope that this season continues to go in the right direction. Hopefully maybe open some doors for you to get a chance to continue playing when you're done there at Sutherland High School.
But yeah.
Colton Jacobs joining us here on DC Sports Spotlight tonight. Colton, really appreciate the time. Best of luck to you guys as league play gets started on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Colton Jacobs, senior there at Sutherland High School, part of the boys basketball team, as they are gearing up for Cyuse Law coming up this week. Again, a reminder, you can tune in for Sutherland basketball games on I-101 FM. Dan Bain has the call of Sutherland Sports on I-101 FM. That is 100.7 or 100.9 on your radio dial. Two frequencies there coming in here in the Umpqua Basin to follow Sutherland Sports throughout the school year. He's got both boys and girls basketball games coming up the rest of this season on I-101 FM. So good luck to Colton and the rest of the Bulldogs as they look to try and start out league play with a big win on top of one of the other top competitors for the Far West League title this season. All right, we are wrapping up that conversation, and it's still more to go here on DC Sports Spotlight tonight. Coming up next, we're talking about the Glide cheerleading team with Bailey Foster and Gracelyn Schartz, who are part of that unit that has been winning in competitions here recently. A couple of big first place trophies coming back with them already this season. We'll find out more about all of that when we come back. It's DC Sports Spotlight, getting ready to talk Glide cheerleading here on 541radio.com and on The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM.
Talking with local athletes and coaches, this is DC Sports Spotlight on The Score.
We start wrapping up tonight's program here at DC Sports Spotlight on The Score, getting a chance to talk a little bit about cheerleading. out of Glide High School. They are on a bit of a hot streak right now. They have come off of a couple of first place finishes in competitions here recently, and we get the opportunity to talk with a couple of members from the Glide cheerleading team. Bailey Foster and Gracelyn Schartz joining us here on the program. Bailey, a sophomore, and Gracelyn, a junior out there. Thanks so much for joining us here to talk more about how the season's been going. Gracelyn, as the junior, I'm going to start with you on this one. How's it feel just to come away from a couple of competitions and see all the hard work you guys have put into perfecting your routine be good enough to earn you guys a number one trophy?
It feels really good to have that. It's nice to bring home a trophy for our school. And it's really nice to have the program back because we haven't had it for several years.
Nice. It's great to hear that you guys are able to kind of get this back up and running, and you're already seeing some early success with it. Bailey, you know, most recently you guys take first at the Rogue Rumble last weekend down in Medford. You know, how fun was it to get another trophy, another first place trophy after one earlier in the season? You feel like you guys are really kind of all working well together right now to be able to perform as well as you have been?
Yes, our team has become really close to each other, and it really helps. We all have a lot of fun practicing. It feels really good to get first place two competitions in a row. We're very proud of ourselves and each other.
Yeah. You know, it's awesome to see the success here early on, and I don't know if everybody realizes that there's competitive cheer that goes on out there. Bailey, I was told that you've been kind of involved in cheerleading and competitive cheer maybe a little bit longer. You know, what's it like competing and getting out there, and you know, what's the environment like when you guys go off to these competitions?
The environment is very, like, diverse. We go to a lot of different places. We meet new teams and new people everywhere we go. We stay at hotels and meet new teams there. Competitions are very fun. I've been in the program for about 5 years now, so meeting new girls, having new team members is very enjoyable.
What's your favorite part of going to competitions?
My favorite part is probably seeing all the other teams get awards and celebrating with them and seeing how happy it can make people winning.
Yeah. Gracelyn, you guys have gotten the opportunity to have that elation of being announced as the number one winner. I've seen these kind of videos a couple of times of waiting for the announcers to reveal the results of all the judging. When you guys are sitting there waiting, what's that moment like waiting to find out how you guys performed and where you guys landed?
It's a very suspenseful moment. We are all sitting there praying, hoping that we did our best, knowing that we put all our effort and hard work and blood, sweat, and tears into it. So, yeah.
How, Gracelyn, what are practices like? You know, I know you guys, there's a lot of stunts and tumbling and all of the acrobatics that go along with cheerleading competitions. And so you mentioned blood, sweat, and tears. I'm sure that there's a little bit of all of that at practices. What are your guys' practices like?
It's a very hard practice. It's rough, but the roughest practices are when we know we're doing our best.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool to see that things have been going your guys' direction out there. Gracelyn, I was told that you're kind of new to this competitive cheer world. What brought you into doing this?
Well, I started sideline cheer because my mom became the coach taking up the program and bringing it back. And our other coach, Heather Gomes, she was talking to me all the time saying, I know you'd like it and you would do really well in this sport. And finally, I guess I just gave in and was like, why not try it? And I'm so glad I did.
Nice. That's awesome. You know, you mentioned sideline cheer, and then there's obviously the competitive cheer. There's two different worlds, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very, very different.
And what do you feel like kind of made getting into competitive cheer something that you were suited to doing?
I really like competition, and I like to have a goal to work towards, and having my cheer family with me, and I'm a very competitive person, so I like to do that type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, things have been going pretty well there for the competition side for the Glide cheerleaders. A couple of first place trophies on the shelf there for you guys here to start out this year. Really exciting to see that. It sounds like next one's coming up is a competition at Roseburg High School at the start of February. And Bailey, I know this is a little ways away, so you guys got a little bit of time to start working towards that competition. But as you guys look towards that, what are your expectations for that next competition you guys have on the schedule?
Our expectations are to work our hardest up until that point, up our routine difficulty, and go into that competition knowing that we're going to perform the best that we can, and whatever place we come out, we're going to be proud of how we did together.
Do you know maybe who you guys are competing against, or are there going to be some bigger schools or some new schools that you guys are competing against at this one?
I'm not exactly sure what teams we'll be going up against, but I am positive that we will be going against some new teams that we have not competed against yet this season.
Yeah, awesome. Gracelyn, can you tell me, can you kind of explain some of your something about the routine? You know, I know we're just doing the audio portion of things here, so the visual, I'm sure, is great to watch you guys compete, but can you describe your guys' routine or what you guys are working on and some of the stunts that you guys do?
It's very challenging to do everything, and we've been doing a lot of stunting and a lot of flips, back tucks, and working on our baskets for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure if we flipped on whatever music you guys perform to, like every move in the entire routine would suddenly start flowing through your brain, but trying to get you to describe it here over the phone is probably a whole different endeavor for you there.
Yes.
Bailey, I just wanted to get to know you a little bit more here. Is cheerleading or competitive cheer, is it what you kind of spend most of your year doing, or do you compete in some other sports?
Competitive cheer takes up a lot of my time. I mostly do cheer. I've done volleyball, but I've committed myself fully to cheerleading as well as mentoring for a lower tier program. So I'm at cheer 5 days a week, all day.
All right. And Gracelyn, how about you? Are you an athlete in any other endeavors, or are you kind of starting to focus on this competitive cheer stuff as well?
Yeah, so I used to play volleyball, but when I chose to do cheer, I put that as my full-time for the most part, and then I do softball in the spring,
gotcha.
And I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Well, it's really cool. It's not a sport we get to talk a lot about, but I happen to be catching some of the results posted on social media about how well your guys' season has been going, and so I thought it's definitely worth giving you guys some accolades and the fact that a couple of first-place trophies already this season and plenty more opportunities to come here for the Glide cheerleading squad. Joining us here, Bailey Foster and Gracelyn Schartz. Really appreciate it, guys. Good luck coming up in that next competition at the start of February, and thanks so much for the time here tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, that sounds like a couple of cheerleaders right there. That, again, is Bailey Foster and Gracelyn Schartz doing things in unison and all synced up and whatnot. That's the way it's supposed to be when you're a cheerleader. Way to go. And competitive cheer. I mean, I caught a couple of videos on their Instagram page where I found out about how well things have been going for them. And, you know, these routines, man, yeah, you got to be dialed in, and their performance of big stunts, it's always fun to see high energy, really exciting stuff. So good luck to Bailey and Gracelyn and the rest of the Glide competitive cheer team as they get ready for their next events coming up. And I know Roseburg cheer, we'll talk about them here in a moment as we hit some news and notes before we wrap up the end of the program, but going to this event coming up at Roseburg, I'm not sure if they've got it broken down maybe by school size in these events, but I know Roseburg cheer has had some success already this year, and so it could be a pretty fun and competitive event coming up on February 1st when they're there at Roseburg High School. All right, we'll wrap things up when we come back. We've got a quick news and notes segment here coming up for you. And big thanks again to Bailey and Graceland for their time tonight. All right, wrap up DC Sports Spotlight when we come back here on The Score.
You're listening to DC Sports Spotlight on Douglas County's Home for Sports. The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM.
Oh, man, what a great show we have had for you here tonight, if I do say so myself. Great interviews with everybody that joined us on the program here tonight. Fun to get back in the saddle on things here. I was realizing it's been probably about a month since we've done one of these programs with both Christmas and New Year's all falling on Wednesdays this year and with some other sporting events going on that have kind of bumped us off the airways. So, yeah, it's been a little bit since the last time we've done this, and it's good to get back in the saddle and get things going. I want to say thank you to the guests that we had here on the program before we run out of time. Big thanks again to Mallory Colvin from the Roseburg Swim Team, Colton Jacobs from Sutherland Boys Basketball, and Bailey Foster and Graceland Schartz from the Glide Cheerleading Competitive Cheer Team. Really exciting to get a chance to talk to all of these athletes, none of which I had talked to before. Always enjoy getting to have familiar faces and names here on the program. It's always nice to catch up with athletes that we've gotten a chance to follow for a little while, gotten a chance to talk to previously. But also, it's really fun to meet new athletes that we haven't had an opportunity to talk to and highlight before here on the program. So exciting that we've got a whole slew of new athletes and local youngsters that we got a chance to have on the program with us here today. So thanks again to those four for being on the program with us. If you missed any of those interviews or you liked them so much you want to listen again or share them around, we'll have a podcast of today's episode online at 541radio.com coming up tomorrow, and we'll share that around on our social media channels. So if you're not already following us, search 1490 The Score on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you'll find us there, and we'll have posts about the interviews that we did. We'll have posts about that coming up for you tomorrow. All right, before we get out of here, did want to hit some news and notes to catch you up on what's going on here as the winter sports season is rolling right along. First, wanted to start off with, we were talking cheerleading there in the last segment, and we were talking about how Glide is going to be competing at an event coming up at Roseburg High School February 1st. Well, the Roseburg cheerleading competition team did recently finish first place at a competition held at Thurston High School last week. I know Thurston's always a tough program competitively, so I'm not sure if Roseburg went head-to-head against Thurston in any of the divisions that they were in, but nonetheless, their Roseburg cheer did get a first-place finish at a competition here recently. Congratulations to them. That's pretty big there. I know that they've been seeing some success in that realm here recently, Roseburg cheerleading. So good for them. Congratulations. Maybe that adds to a little bit of fun local competition coming up at that event February 1st when the Glide Wildcats are there at Roseburg High School for a cheerleading competition. I wanted to catch you up on the latest in boys and girls basketball rankings. The coaches' polls have come out for this week. It's been a while since we've done this. Let's get you updated on what's going on for our local teams and tell you where they're at with things. We'll start off with the boys' rankings. We've got three teams from the area that are in the top 10 in the most recent coaches' polls released by the OSAA. A quick reminder, these coaches' polls are purely for kind of entertainment and discussion purposes only. They do not have any sort of bearing on what teams make it into the postseason or where teams are seated when the postseason rolls around. So these are strictly just kind of to be able to take the temperature of what's going on in the season and find out what the coaches around the state are thinking about teams here in the Umpqua Basin. and gives us an opportunity to find out kind of which teams might really, according to the coaches, might have a chance of being a team that makes some noise when the postseason rolls around. All right, so starting with the boys' rankings at the 2A level, you've got the Oakland Okers, who are at number 4 in the most recent 2A boys' coaches poll. That is the same spot they were in the last time the poll came out, so no movement there for the Oakland Okers. The boys are 11-3 on the season. In the 1A rankings, you've got North Douglas up one spot this week to number 4, and the Warriors are 7-3 on the season. Day's Creek is still in the top 10 at number 10. They did fall one spot this week. They are 8-6 on the year. And there's one omission here that I really feel like is kind of a bit of a surprise, but the Umpqua Valley Christian Monarchs are 10-2 on the year. They are ranked number 8 in the OSAA power rankings, which usually kind of tells you whether or not a team has played strong competition throughout a year. You don't usually get ranked very high. Even if you're winning a bunch of games, you don't usually get ranked very high if you're not playing a very strong schedule. The fact that UVC is number 8 in the power rankings based off the equations put together by the OSAA, but not ranked in the coaches' poll, that's a bit of a surprise to me at 10-2. So surprised that the Monarchs are not in the top 10 for boys basketball. How about on the girls' side? And the 3A level, the Sutherland Bulldogs, they're in at number 10, down 3 spots this week. They are 9-5 on the year, but 4 of those 5 losses have come against teams that are ranked in the top 10 in the most recent coaches' polls. 2 of them have come against the Philomath Warriors, who are the number 2 team at the 4A level. The Sutherland Bulldogs also have a loss against a 5A team that is ranked or was ranked. They're now in the receiving votes category. So it's been a tough schedule for the Sutherland Bulldogs, who are also getting healthier as the season goes along. So at number 10, at 9-5, down 3 spots for Sutherland, I got a feeling they might start rising up those rankings again here real soon. And also at the 1A level, you've got the North Douglas Warriors, who are in at number 6. They're up one spot in this week's poll, sitting at 8-3 on the season for the Lady Warriors there from North Douglas. So those are a look at your most recent rankings when it comes to the coaches' polls put out each week by the OSAA. One last thing I wanted to get to here before we start signing off. Congratulations to Roseburg senior Caden Austin, who, according to the Roseburg football Instagram account, Caden Austin recently committing to Valley City State University, an NAIA school in North Dakota. He's committed to go play football there for the Vikings. Congratulations to Caden Austin, a wide receiver, getting a chance to continue his football career, it looks like. I saw Caden out at the baseball field not that long ago, so good to see that he's getting a chance to continue on with his football career. All right. If you've got something that's worthy of mentioning here on the radio, let us know. Email me at thescore@bciradio.com or message us on any of our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Search 1490 The Score. All right, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday evening, and we'll do it again next week for another episode of DC Sports Spotlight here on The Score.
Thanks for listening to tonight's DC Sports Spotlight on The Score, 92.3 FM and 1490 AM. Miss any part of the show? Want to share with Grandma and Grandpa? Find a podcast version of DC Sports Spotlight posted tomorrow on 541radio.com. And tune in next week when we talk with more Umpqua Basin sports stars on DC Sports Spotlight, right here on Douglas County's home for sports. The Score, 92.3 FM KWRZ Canyonville and 1490 AM KSKR Roseburg.